And no matter how much people persist, you can't be derailed by the Craig Bowsers of the world. You just got to keep counting right down to go.
I still am amazed that every time I watch a Guy Fieri show, there's always someone who does not immediately start doing something when he says the word go. And I'm like, have you never seen any of the pro? The guy is on television 22 hours a day.
Yeah,
Like,
that's true.
my God, would you just, when he says the word go, would you please go? Like, this isn't hard. Man.
I also didn't realize until just now that all of his gimmicks are three-letter shows, like DDD, GGG, and TOC. Man, that is lame. That's so on brand for Guy Fieri.
I was super surprised that they had on Super Chef Darnell Ferguson after he got arrested.
Where was he?
He's in for, I don't know if he's still in jail or not, but he had been charged
No, no,
with
no. What? I didn't see him on anything.
he's on TOC.
No, he's not, is he?
Yes?
Where's he really? They must have filmed it before he got
Yes, they filmed it
arrested.
before he got, but I'm surprised that they.
Yeah, I don't know how you would cut it out and still have a cohesive tournament.
Yeah, I suppose that's true.
I don't even remember him. I know that Chef Tobias was there.
Yeah, he was there.
The guy, the former NFL player turned
Correct.
professional chef.
Yeah, he was there.
I don't remember seeing Darnell there.
Yeah, he was there this week.
Oh, I haven't watched this week's yet. Well, there's the answer then. Craig is correct. I am mistaken.
Thanks, Sarah. The funny thing is, I just looked at the calendar and went, okay, so it's the 20th, and then I typed 13th.
The 20th. All right, the 20th. Yes, the 20th. 1-3. Oh,
Exactly.
every time.
By the way, Old Man Start Up for the win.
Woo! Slow and steady wins the
Purple
race.
Monkey Dishwasher?
What?
He's typing.
Oh, like, what are you talking about? Ian, did you saw the sad
Yes.
wrestling news the last couple of days?
I saw that Virgil passed away.
And?
Just for that's all I saw.
Oh,
I
one
have.
of the original Four Horsemen, Ole Anderson.
Oh, the least famous of the Andersons.
Ole and Arn were together. I mean,
Now Arn was his own
well,
thing.
everyone liked Arn better, sure, but
Yeah. But yeah, that's I mean, I don't know. What did, was it something tragic or is he an old man
Yeah, he's just
who
old.
passed away of natural causes? All right.
And
Well then rest in power, Ole
well, maybe
Anderson.
Virgil will no longer be lonely.
Oh, Virgil, hanging out at Comic-Cons.
Whatever the Comic Cons were at. Did I Ian, remember that one time we went to that Comic Con in Monroeville?
Yeah.
And you ran into someone famous in the hallway?
Yeah, a couple times. On the, yeah.
This one that's coming up here in April, not only does it have like every member of like the Brat Pack, like there's Molly Ringwald, there's Anthony Michael Hall, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, right? It also has like the entire cast minus the dead one of 90210.
Oh.
Man, I really want to get down and get some group photos.
No zombie Luke Perry?
No, there is no zombie Luke Perry, but
I'm out.
everybody else is there. I thought Shannen Doherty was also dead. So now is
No,
like
she's okay.
the final chance. Oh, I thought she was
I think she
dying.
got better.
Oh.
Just no, I thought she did have some sort of chronic or fatal disease, but I think it may have gone in the other direction and she's slightly okayer.
Well,
Yeah,
apparently
there you
she's good
go.
enough to show up in Pittsburgh and have some photo
Great.
opportunities. So.
Yeah, no, I think that probably is a little higher on the celebrity scale than who I ran into.
I don't remember who you ran
Because I
into.
don't even remember. No, so the person who walked me over to the con from the hotel was Brad from Rocky Horror.
Oh, right.
And then when we were leaving the con, my son, my wife, and myself got into an elevator with Billy Zane and took that to the parking lot.
Yeah. That's exciting stuff.
Kind of.
Yeah.
My son's an interesting guy. He was happy to talk to him.
All right, let's we already do the show here.
You betcha.
Sure.
You betcha. You watching Fargo?
I am not. I hear it's good,
No,
though.
I'm just saying because you the way you said you betcha.
Oh, all
Oh,
right.
you betcha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, greetings, true believers. Welcome to the 414th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I'm Craig, I got Ian, I got Ray, and then you're going to disappear for 2 weeks, but they're here today. Hello.
Huzzah!
Hello.
We'll have to give them an extra good show.
Oh, man, that's promising a lot.
Compared to last week's show.
All right. This is the week of 228 through...
I guarantee this show will be at least 3.5 minutes longer than last week's show.
The show covers till the 3/6, but then we're going to disappear until 3/20. There you go. In your 7-day four-star crash... On the Titans. This week, Ian, you had Gwen versus Miles. Did you, Gwen?
Oh, my goodness. She's, normally a good character, but up against Miles, she's an even better character.
Okay, good deal.
Oh, my gosh. Because he works extra hard to get her cherry bomb down to a 5.
Yeah, she's...
In, like, one turn, and I'm like, oh, thanks, thunk.
Yeah, he's like, here's all these web towels. She's like, thank you. Kapow!
Yeah. You're stunned, I'm healed, you're dead.
Yeah.
It was good.
Number next is Kate versus the hot guy. So the Battle of the Archers.
Should be pretty easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, another excellent character that I have in a well-championed way.
In Story Realm, the hunt is running right now. Get your battery man, Dr. Kabong, some Hunter Shards. Placement there is some Scott and some Storm. Starting tomorrow, Ian, boss event.
Woohoo!
The waking nightmare of Gore the God Butcher. on the personal side, you can get a Gore, an Angela, and a Weapon Hex. On the Alliance side, you will get 3 Sentries, 3 Angelas, and a Weapon Hex. And in the what is it called? The heroic version or whatever they call it nowadays. Mm-hmm. You can get the old King Thor costume for sleeves.
Nice. Oh, wait, I have that, but it's still nice.
And Puzzle Gauntlet's also going to fire up for you. Which I believe you can get a Cravan, not a Carvan, like nice. I wrote in the script.
Nice. I wish I... see, that would have been a good segue. Before the show, I meant to get on the game and check. I recently got a brand new 5-star... What do you call those things that no one uses?
Supports?
Taskmaster Sword. What's that called again, Ray?
A support? What?
Support!
That's what I said.
That's what it's called. Yeah! I didn't hear what you said. I just couldn't figure out what it was called. Yes, a support. I got one of those. I was excited. Not excited enough to remember which one. I think it was Hulkling, but I'm not sure.
You've got 4 days to finish up the Open Your Mind Quaid season, if you have not yet done that. Right now, brand new Kicks is running for Fabletics Spider-Man. You also get a War Machine there. Placement is Wasp and Star-Lord. All right, in the news. All right, we ain't got much, but here's what we got. Last week, we talked about the we're going to have a montage. Something yes. Montage.
Yep, doing stuff and doing things and fighting around the world.
That's right. So they put up a panel to where you can track the progress. Right now, the group is sitting at 6.57 million points. 7 million points is needed to complete tier goal number 4. So goals 1, 2, and 3 have been completed. So 4 should be completed very shortly. And then 10 million points total is needed to complete tier 5.
Do we know how the points accrue?
I have no idea.
Okay, because neither do I. Like, I see the training quests, and that's cool and all, but I have no idea how many points I'm getting.
Yeah, there's a little chart in here that says approximate point ratios, that an ascending a character is worth 50, a merit character becomes max champed is 40, champing a character is 15, a getting a cover is 1, and a standard level is 2.
Oh, okay.
That seems like a lot of that had to have happened to get 7 million points.
Yeah. Sure does.
Yeah.
Probably did. I think there's a lot of active players. They like doing stuff.
I like fighting around the world.
Exactly.
Speaking of fighting around the world, Ian, doesn't Survivor start tonight?
It very well could. Is today Wednesday?
Yes.
Yeah, that sounds like when it would premiere.
All right.
If I were Survivor, the new season would premiere now.
Okay.
I'll get into that here in a week or two, or maybe when we get back. Can I use that as a news segue, Craig? Or are you still talking about montages?
Nope, all done, montaged out.
All right, yes, this is a public service news announcement for Perondiac, Perondiac, Energomash, Joshua, and anybody else interested. Ray and I are going on a vacation, and in a very different way, granting Craig a reverse vacation. So Ray and I, the rest of our crew, are taking Craig's wife and mother-in-law on a like 8-day cruise, and Craig's going to stay at home and play video games and eat snacks and live his best life. So there will be no show because, yeah, that's exactly why.
Unfortunately, I still have to go to work every day.
Oh, sure.
But what are you
gonna also do? True.
Yeah. All right, let's move on from the news then. So let's go to this week. On It's Always Sunny in Xandar, Jed makes green great again.
All right, let's talk about this character, the immortal She-Hulk. She's a 5-star character. Let's see what's going on here. Red, black, and green. Her red ability, as above, 10 red AP, deals 2,436 damage and sends the target airborne for one turn. Its passive component says when an enemy returns from being airborne, they take damage equal to 5% of their maximum health. All right, and that scales up to 4,555 damage. Enemies returning from airborne take 12% of their maximum health. So what else we do? Makes me stronger. Black, it's passive. Let's see, when downed, if there are any non-downed allies on her team's next turn, She-Hulk is revived with 25% of her maximum health and uses So Below. All right, whenever She-Hulk is revived, she permanently deals 30% increased damage and takes 25% more damage. This effect stacks up to 3 times. All right, at the max level, she permanently deals 60% increased damage. She-Hulk is revived with 40% of her maximum health. Oh no, she's dealing 75% increased damage. Man, that's great. So Below, the aforementioned, 8 green AP. Jen destroys the lowest red and green tiles across up to 3 random columns, and all tiles below them. Tiles destroyed this way deal 75% damage, but do not generate AP. And then their tiles deal 90% damage across up to 5 random columns. I'm just going to just throw it out there and say 5-5-3 because I didn't understand that last ability. It just seemed to do board shake. I don't know. I mean, is tile damage significant at the 5-star level? I mean, or tell me more about this new character.
It is, but it's not that significant.
Okay. Is 5-5-3 wrong?
No, 5-5-3 is what I have and is the most popular nice. Build. 3-5-5, though, is a close second. Because okay. Her red just is not that great.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's 12% max damage, sure, but...
Yeah, that's... that. You're right. That it doesn't seem thrilling. Yeah. Airborne for one turn doesn't seem awful, but not like, yes, nailed it.
Right. And sometimes that board shake helps.
I bet.
But I still have her at a 5-5-3. Really, I only use her because she comes back.
Sure. Well, that's the 5-star She-Hulk Immortal. That's what Sunny and Xandar.
Let's move over to the stage then for acting. Thank you. Ian, who you got?
Ooh, this week we have none other than Zoe Deschanel from Elf and 500 Days of Summer and New Girl and probably a bunch of other cool projects. So this week I have Zoe Deschanel as none other than the classic Jessica Drew Spider-Woman.
Sure.
I don't know what other crazy shenanigans they've been dishing out in Spider-Woman's world, but I think Zoe Deschanel would be just fine as Spider-Woman. I don't know that she is how she feels about, you know, action-y, doing her own stunts kind of thing, but I say go for it. Ray.
So I heard that she was actually in line to play Wasp, but I didn't think that that was a good fit, and apparently neither did they. So... also not sure about doing her own stunts, but hey, she can wear a mask, and she can be Lady Deadpool.
Oh, is that a character?
Yes. Yes, oh. Yes it is.
Oh, man. And that's not Gwenpool.
No.
Oh, come on.
too many characters? What?
It's just too similar. All right, we got Deadpool, then we have Gwenpool. Who's Gwenpool? Well, she's a Lady Deadpool, but she's not Lady Deadpool. That's a different kind of Lady Deadpool, because, yeah, it's not Malcolm in the middle. It's just the middle.
It's just the middle.
Brand new show.
And get this.
Totally dissimilar in every way.
We found the youngest kid who's just as creepy looking as the kid from the first show. How did we pull this
people,
off?
Most people think the mom is the same in both shows.
Yeah, I mean, to me, I'll buy it.
Yeah. Oh, man. All right. Lady Deadpool. Craig.
All right.
Dig us out of this quagmire.
So, I have an answer. I hate it, but it gets stuck in my head, sweet. So I'm just going with it, but I really don't like it at all. But being as how someday maybe they'll actually make an X-Men movie that's good. I'm having,
likely.
Yeah, I'm having it that maybe they bring in the Morlocks, and I don't know why, but for me, Zoe Deschanel is going to play Callisto.
I don't know who that is, so I'm going to say awesome.
She was the leader of the Morlocks until she was defeated in combat by Storm, and then Storm became the leader of the Morlocks.
Oh, sweet. I'll look it up,
okay.
But I'm going to say that I love it.
Well, I don't, but maybe you will. It's just I don't know why, because every time I look at Zoe, I'm like, she can't fight nothing. I mean, look at her. She's got those big blue eyes. You know, you just like, well, you know, you just want to cuddle her. You don't want to do anything, you know.
Right.
Wasted on a property, brother. I mean, come on. Anyway, thanks, though.
Oh,
that's
the fight. Her is Callisto.
Yeah.
I see it.
Yeah.
You slap an eye patch on her. That would be cool.
Yeah. I don't know. That's where I went.
Yeah, I feel like she would like to, you know, step outside of her, you know, goofy, nerdy situation and maybe act a little bit.
Especially like that image. I can see, you know,
yeah,
that's very fitting.
I dig it.
Can you dig it?
Sometimes.
All right.
What's going on, yo?
Willie, what do you got in that mailbag?
Oh, we had a few things this week. I believe all over on the subreddit, the Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit. So let's start with Jeff Duggan.
Hello.
Heyo.
Who says, so Ian is saying he feels about Kristen Chenoweth like Craig feels about Natalie Portman?
Hard to say. I feel... Now, this is more of an exercise in our own humanity, but I feel like Craig, at his core... is a more genuinely hateful person. Like, I'm up there, but Craig is magnificent. So I think he really, really, really hates Natalie Portman. Like, I would be like, you know, if I found myself in a situation where I was going to need to go out to dinner with Kristen Chenoweth and make small talk and have a nice time, I could. I'd have no problem with that. I hope she's doing well. I just, when I see her on screen, I'm like, nope, next. I just don't like it. Don't like anything about her voice. I don't like anything about her. I don't know. That's it. She just doesn't work for me. But I like that she, you know, I hope she continues to exist and is a very, you know, excellent lived person. So it's tough. Mine is more irrational, but less pure.
Okay, there you go. Jeff also says, I thought I sent this DM to Ray to relay to Ian, which you very well could have. My memory is not what it should be. But he says, but let me suggest either a mandarin or pineapple jarrito as a flavor for the pop segment.
Okay.
He says they're my stepdaughter's favorites of their offerings. So you're familiar with jarrito?
I'm not.
Well, yeah, I believe it's an H sound.
Oh, well, that would make sense. Jarrito.
Yeah, I believe it's jarritos.
Sure.
Yeah, I've oh my gosh. They are much better. So they are much less popular, but much better than Goya. Like, if you want a delicious Mexican pure cane fruit soda, Jarritos is the way to go.
Okay.
Their lime is incredible. Their mandarin is incredible. They have a tamarind that's super. But yeah, they sell them at my local Wise markets like 50 cents a bottle.
Okay. And he also says, I'm not sure if there's a consolidated list of guest stars for acting thank you. But I did miss, did I miss the glory of John Malkovich? I checked. You did not. We do not, so far, have John Malkovich on the list.
I don't see him on this list either.
So
he can always be added if we need some more.
Perhaps
I'll sketch
suggestion.
Him in there on the side.
Yeah,
this segment can't run forever. I struggle every week.
Virus Hunter said, "Great googly moogly." How can Ian say that Coke is a little on the sweet side, Pepsi not sweet enough side? I think these are reversed. A can of Coke is 39 grams of sugar and Pepsi is 41 grams of sugar. Let me just say, when you get that many grams of sugar in one can, I'm not sure that 2 grams is going to make a significant difference in the sweetness level, but, you know.
So, but,
you know, I don't want to not contribute to the segment, but I'm going to explore this in a later segment. So I don't want to give up everything I've got too soon.
Okay. I got a Coke comment though while you brought up Coke.
Okay.
So this is something we stumbled across the other day. Somebody mentioned it the other day that the Coke at McDonald's is different than Coke elsewhere. That, and I'm like, I don't think that's true. So as we explored into it, it's the same syrup as everywhere. But apparently, Ian's worked around restaurants. You know how like Coke syrup and stuff comes in like a box and with like a bag and a box?
Yeah.
And you hook it up to the machine?
Absolutely.
Not so at McDonald's. Their Coke syrup is only delivered in like stainless steel canisters. Therefore, the flavor of the syrup changes.
Slightly different. Slightly,
you know, like having a beer in a can versus a beer in a bottle.
Yep.
Right? Kind of deal. And apparently, the Coke at McDonald's also is kept, the syrup is kept chilled on its way to the machine so that refreshing ice cold Coke at the McDonald's fountain machine is actually different than where you would get at any other restaurant.
That makes sense. I have not that as much because, again, I don't want to, got it coming up in a later segment. I don't want to dive too much into it, but the high C orange drink at McDonald's is the best, not only the best beverage, but the best version of that beverage. Like, you know, a high C orange out of anything else is pretty good. Whew, fountain high C orange from McDonald's.
See, my favorite was always, you know, getting a little bit of the high C to come out the thing, throw that away, switch it to the water, and then get that orange flavored water that would come out when there was just a little bit of the high C left in the line, and because the water would come out the same dispenser as the orange. Ah, that orange flavored water.
I'm hearing
was,
you. I don't know that I've ever had this experience.
Oh yeah, the orange flavored water was amazing.
Interesting.
I don't know why you'd throw it out. Wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you just leave a little bit in there?
No, it makes
it
too strong.
And then just dilute it with water.
It's just the weird hint of the orange in the back of the. Oh, it was so good.
Huh.
Because, you know, I don't know if they still do, but back in the day, you used to be able to go to McDonald's and they give you a free cup if you said you were just going to get water. So we would, you know, get a free cup and just get some water, but we'd get the orange flavored water.
So my suggestion would be cheating the system a little bit too far.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I just didn't share that experience with you.
Virus Hunter also said, brainstorming for the pop segment replacement. How about ice cream / screams? Obviously, different flavors or brands for ice cream, and the screams could be rating screams from movies, TVs, or songs, like Ozzy Osbourne's Crazy Train.
Let me help you out, and I'll tell you why. As I slide into my black socks and sandals that I wear out in public. At least, now I can say this confidently because I try not to ask Ray too many personal questions. At least two of the three hosts on this show are allergic to dairy. We are not going to eat any ice creams, thank you very much.
Well, I did tell you, I did manage to go back to the store and get the correct chocolate flavor of that avocado ice cream I was talking about on Sunday.
Man, I know you were really off put by it, but every way that you described the one that you bought and hated, it made me want to try it more. Not simply to spite you, but because it has everything going for it that I like. It's non-dairy, it's coffee flavored, it's got bits in it. I was like, I like all those things. I like a busy coffee busy ice cream that tastes like coffee, has bits in it, and is somehow magically non-dairy.
Yeah, I wanted most of those things I did not want. But I haven't tried the chocolate one yet.
The second part of this, it was as a side bet, can we guess the total weight gain for this new segment when it ends
and have
an update?
And Ray knows the name of the thing. Is it like the same scream has been used in every single like TV show
the
and
Wilhelm
movie for the
scream?
Past? Yeah, isn't that in like everything?
Yeah, the Wilhelm scream has been used millions of times. Right. I don't know, hundreds of thousands at least. Yeah,
like that lady's been dead for like 70 years and like she still lives on in this scream.
Nice.
Yeah, look it up. Wilhelm Scream. It's amazing. It's in Star Wars. It's in Raiders of the Lost Ark. It's in everything.
Mm-hmm.
And when you learn to recognize it and you hear it in a movie, it totally drops you out of whatever movie that you're watching. And you're like, there it is. I heard the scream again. Watching a movie with me has become really annoying. and we also had comments from Blue Wolf. who said someone made a comment regarding Anakin in the forum, which made me think of Hayden Christensen, who might be fun for acting. Thank you. I don't see how that's fun, but, you know, I'll leave it up to Ian whether or not he gets
I'll
on
check
the list.
I don't see him on there. I'll sketch him in under Malkovich.
Blue Wolf also says, on Ian's suggestion a while ago, I tried Appalachian root beer, which I like a lot.
Nice.
Also, being a former Michigander, it's fun to hear sugary carbonated drinks referred to as pop, since everyone in PA calls it soda. That's not accurate.
No.
Everyone in PA calls it soda unless you're anywhere near the burg.
We drank pop back home, babe.
Yeah.
Pop's where it's at.
That's actually how you can recognize people who grew up in Pittsburgh.
That's one of the ways. I mean, you could also ask them if they know all the theme song to the Century 3 Chevrolet car dealership.
That's a question that's hard to work into conversation.
But if they can finish out that song, they're from Pittsburgh. You know, that's just, you know, one of those deals.
Or if they ask you what you've been doing and they use the word yins.
Yeah, sure.
Gum bands are a pretty sure.
Yeah, gum bands. You know, did you have some jumbo?
Oh, jumbo is good. You got to fry that up.
Oh, that is good. Jeet yet? You know,
the Jeet Jet.
If somebody asks you Jeet yet, you know.
That crosses out way outside of Pittsburgh, though. That's
dude.
That's also
do
a
you guys
thing.
Remember that deli that we wandered into 1 year out in Pittsburgh where they made me a frizzle burger?
They did. They made you the frizzle sandwich. Yep.
Frizzle burger. It was ridiculous. Shaved chip chop ham covered in cheese whiz on a Kaiser roll. I was like, what's happening?
Yep.
It was super.
I don't even know how we ended up at that place.
It was across the street from the hotel. We were lost. I don't know.
Final suggestion for the Pop Pop. He says, I am a fan of ginger beer just by itself, not in a mule or mixed drink. And I'm wondering if Ian has any he likes or would like to feature it in Pop Pop. So you can think about that.
Ian just likes it.
I'll sketch it onto the
list.
Ian
just likes a big knob of peeled ginger at home for his personal time.
Knob.
If you understand that joke, you're too old for this show.
All right, so is that a thing?
Look it up.
and as always, let's close out the listener comments with status of Venom. I actually have an update. I was able to ascend a Venom. So I now have a level 94, barely ascended, 2-star, 1-star Venom. And yeah, my others have no green. I have three others with zero green.
My 3-star, 1-star Venom is at 169.
Ooh, 3-star.
Yeah. Three.
Nice work, Craig.
Meanwhile, he's like, I don't have any progress. 3-star. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now,
I don't know. I feel like maybe I'm taking over his mind because, like, what he claims about himself is me. Like, I still don't have a single green cover.
And
I don't have a single of the other two colors either, but I've never gotten a green.
I still have 3 1-star Venoms, but I think every time I get covers now, I just automatically add them to the high level guy. So the other ones never progress at all anymore. So if I'm getting green, I don't even notice. I just automatically add it to the new, you know, the high level.
That seems a little silly, but okay.
I agree. I need to pay attention, but I need to get the second one, you know, fully covered.
All right. So there you go. That was what was in the mailbag. Thanks, Willie.
Oh, thanks, Willie. Once again, then, I'm Hans.
And I'm in the middle of an excitement yawn. I am Franz.
We just want to pump.
Pump.
You up.
You up. I'm right. Let's dive into this goodness. See who's boosted.
Your mama.
3-star Black Widow is boosted. Her green AoE and her red pistol damage will both be improved.
I'm right.
Dr. Doom. What's Dr. Doom doing? Oh, he's got a purple diabolical plot that'll explode for a whole bunch of damage. And his attack tiles, when he summons them, those will do some extra damage. Goose doesn't ring a bell. Good old Iron Man 40. One of the greatest reworks in Marvel Puzzle Quest history. His blue AoE and his red direct damage will both be increased. Loki will have extra health and no ability changes. The 4-stars. Dark Beast. Bigger attack tiles. Larger projectiles and more AoE damage with his green. Lizard, his green AoE is going to do extra damage, more damage out of his tail whip, and what else? Oh, this purple repeater is going to do more damage. Mantis, more burst healing, more damage if the enemy is stunned with the purple, and oh, more damage if you match countdown tiles with sleep. Monica Rambeau is boosted this week. More red damage, more blue damage, the purple damage, you guessed it, increased. Morbius, what's this guy up to? His repeater tile gives you more health. Trap tiles deal more permanent damage and more passive damage when removing enemies' special tiles with his feeding frenzy. Five-star characters, Miles Carnage. What's he doing? More red damage plus more AoE per charged tile. And bigger attack tiles out of his six-armed assault. Omega Red. Oh, yeah. What's that guy doing? He's got a tentacle whip as well. Those four consecutive attacks deal more damage, larger protect tiles, more healing, and the pestilence countdown does more damage. Oh, Venom Rex. Let's see. More red damage and more damage to the two random enemies for his green. No changes to his blue. Vulture is also boosted. Let's see. More damage from airborne attacks, more green AoE, and more green damage when it switches to plummet. And there are no changes to Stealth Hunter. There is no advice from Samurai this week, as there is a boss event. So he has shared some lovely Lego builds that Mrs. Samurai completed deep in the 100-acre woods with Winnie the Pooh and all of his friends hanging out at his treehouse. That's a good build.
All I really got from this is, hey, Omega Red's boosted. That'll be awesome.
I was going to say, my main takeaway is I feel jilted that Owl is not part of the set. But I do like that Rabbit is there.
Isn't Owl like a very rare reoccurring character?
Oh, I don't know. I've never pegged him as rare, but I guess he would be, I guess he might not be as part of the core group as the other five.
I know very little about Winnie the Pooh, but Winnie the Pooh is all the time. Piglet's all the time. Tigger is there most of the time. Rabbit is a little less so. To me, Owl just rarely shows up. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, maybe he plays more of an advisory role.
Would make sense.
Mr. Owl, how many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Roll Tootsie Pop?
Let's find out.
A one, a two, a three.
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 Three. Oh, the world may never know. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that's who's boosted. Listen to me now and believe me later. Thanks, as always, to Mystify.
Mystify. All right, what do we got? Ian, have you got some cold, refreshing pop to lay down?
I do. As I fear dying at sea, I decided to dust off a couple that I have been sitting on, you know, kind of saving them towards more to the finale. But again, as I wonder about my own mortality, I've decided this week we will talk about Craig's favorite, none other than Alexa, the Oklahoma-born...
Ooh, I do like her.
...Alexandria Schneiderman, who sings K-pop music. And she is based out of South Korea currently. She is kind of a blend of K-pop and EDM, and I found out about her because she won a show called America's Song Contest, hosted by none other than Kelly Clarkson and Snoop Dogg, and she was definitely one of the better performers. She was still less than New Boot Goofin'.
That is correct. She was... I very much enjoyed her, but New Boot Goofin' was New Boot Goofin'. I mean...
It was. That guy was New Boot Goofin'. Yeah,
but I did enjoy Alexa.
Yeah. So, she's got a song called Wonderland.
Yeah, that was the song she played on the show, right?
Yeah. Correct. She has several others that I listened to. They were all fine. I feel biased because I was already pro her because of the American Song Contest, and I'm pro her because she sings completely in English. It's much easier for me to digest. Mm-hmm. At the very least, I can know what's being said, and I go, oh, all right, you know.
Her music sounds very Latin to me.
Well, don't let her know that.
Okay.
She'll feel sad. I mean, maybe it's Latin-infused K-pop. Maybe she's taking it in a new direction. Maybe it's reggaeton blended with K-pop.
Yeah.
Oh, I like where this is going.
That's kind of what I was thinking, yeah.
Nice. And then this week for pop, because it's come up several times in the show already, and I had already ready to go, after I had the awkward emotional experience with the realization that I'll never have another RC Cola in my life. One of my other favorites, you know, again, obviously one of the biggest, but Coke is super good. I have, you know, if we're talking the big two, I've always, you know, been on the side of Coke versus Pepsi. Not that there needs to be sides, but, you know, if there was something, I usually prefer the Coke version. I prefer Mellow Yellow to Mountain Dew. I prefer Coke to Pepsi. I prefer Pib to Dr. Pepper, although Dr. Pepper is kind of its own thing. It's not Pepsi anymore. It's its own company, and it's delicious in a different way. But I prefer Sprite to, what are we calling Sierra Mist now? Starry?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Slice, whatever it was.
Slice.
Yeah, Sprite's definitely the superior choice there. I prefer Seagram's Ginger Ale to Schweppes.
Sluggo says they should just call it Sorry.
Yeah, it's a really mediocre lemon-lime beverage. So, yeah, Coca-Cola and Coke, not only do I enjoy most of their products, but they are the one major cola manufacturer that still makes a decaf full-flavored, and it is almost as good as regular Coke. I love it. So it really gives me the feel that I'm enjoying a Coca-Cola, and it's not so much less just because it's decaf Coca-Cola, but everyone else, if you want decaf, you've got to also be willing to drink diet, and I am
not.
You
can get caffeine-free Pepsi that's just caffeine-free.
Yeah, but I mean, that Coke, caffeine-free Coke is always on the shelves. Caffeine-free Pepsi exists.
Yeah, it's hard. It is sometimes hard to find.
It's the blue with the gold writing. Yeah, but it's ultra rare in my experience.
I know you're off the caffeine, but you know there's another new mystery Coke flavor out.
Whoa, where?
It's like spicy Coke?
Oh, no, that's a full-time flavor. We talked about it here on the show.
All right, I've already forgotten then. I just saw it in the store. I was like, ugh.
Yeah, it's gone full-time with cherry and vanilla. And now the spiced, it's like a raspberry cinnamon.
I don't want that.
Yeah, that's not for me either.
I've been drinking a lot of Coke Cherry Zero recently.
Interesting. Yeah, Cherry Coke. I prefer that to Cherry Pepsi.
Oh, sure. Yeah. And I'm, you know, I'm generally on the side of Pepsi, but a Cherry Coke is much better than a Cherry Pepsi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now to the previous mail, I think that what pushes me, again, I realize that there's a discrepancy in the amount of sugar that's in each one, but I think I find Coke sweeter because I find Coke smoother and easier to drink. I feel like the carbonation level of Pepsi is too high and all of their beverages taste sharp when I drink them. As Coke, I can, you know, enjoy a full, you know, like if I have just a glass of Coke in front of me, I can drink a full portion, a full adult portion, without having to take a tiny little sip because the carbonation is slicing my throat as I swallow.
Hey, you pour out a good Pepsi, you know, you kind of got to have to, like, you know, blow the head off that, you know, that you can't see to try and get something. Right. Because if you just go straight from a can into like a cup.
Oh, it's going right up your nose.
It's going that carbonation is going right up your nose and burning your nostrils and you are aware of it.
Yeah.
No.
Is there something else I can help with?
No. Stupid watch.
Get ready for lots of Coke ads in your email.
Oh, there's a nice Sprecher there.
What's that?
Samurai showing you a caffeine-free Puma cane sugar cola.
Oh, that sounds great.
That does sound great. I would try that.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll keep trying to find it locally before I break down and order it off of the interwebs.
Yeah, like I said, that Sprecher cherry one that I cannot find anymore, that was good stuff.
We've got Alexa, and spelled with a capital X, and we've got Coca-Cola, one of the finest of the pop pops.
All right.
Oh, thanks as always to Magnify.
Magnify.
Oh. So, to address some things going on in our Discord here, let me tell you a quick story about Josta there, Energomash. I love Josta. I'm pretty sure it doesn't exist anymore. I'm pretty sure it hasn't existed since like 99.
But why? I didn't think it lasted that long.
Oh, it was delicious. It gave you raw primal power. It said so on the label.
It did give you raw primal power.
It was made with guarana.
Yeah.
It's how you could get through your shift at Unibart. You would drink one, and then I would feel wired enough to not want to smash my head in the
register. It being stocked in the Pepsi vending machines on campus, so that if you did not want to drink a Pepsi, you could get a Josta from the machines.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Josta.
All right. Do you have Steam open?
I do.
Open up a token, yo.
Right on. I'm opening up a token. What is this? Oh, Spider-Man, India. I was so puzzled by that. I was like, you don't look like anybody I've ever seen or heard of before.
Is that your first one of those?
I definitely need that. That's got to be... Takes him to a 1-1-2.
There you go. All right, my one is a 4-star meh.
Nice. That guy's cool.
I don't open seven of these things.
I did also get 50 bonus shards for X-23 weapon hex.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, nice.
What do I got? So Falcon America. Here's a purple. X-23 weapon hex, Scarlet Storm. Mockingbird. M'Baku. Luke Cage. Reptile. And Wolfsbane. So, one purple out of seven.
Sweet.
It's kind of right on the brand, right? That's what you're supposed to get.
Yeah.
That brings my weapon hex to a 3-2-2.
Nice.
There you go. Thanks to the OG. This guy.
This guy.
This guy.
Ian, what's on the podcast network?
The podcast network. The mighty podcast network known as the soon-to-be-named network. You can find it at soon-to-be-named-network.com. This and several other excellent podcasts work together to broaden your listening horizons. Check us out at Soon to Be Named Network, soon-to-be-named-network.com.
Anything else for the good of the order, folks?
Yes, the show is going to be on hiatus for 2 weeks.
Two weeks.
While Ray and I visit Mars.
Get ready for a big surprise.
Oh, I did have something. I completely forgot. I got questioned about it because I mentioned that I started streaming, and then I didn't tell anybody what my handle is on Twitch. So if you're curious, you want to drop by and give a follow, that would be great. I am not a professional streamer. I just happen to be streaming. But if you want to stop by, Ken Doka, with the O being a zero. So anybody who wants to stop by, give a follow. If you give a follow and then you get annoyed with knowing with the emails of whenever I go live, you can turn off the emails. It's a setting. So
You couldn't just use Chaos 72 Made It Easy for everybody?
No, I couldn't. Turns out when I played Battlefield, I went by Ken Doka. And when I started to do PUBG, I'm like, well, this is a 3D shoot, you know, first-person shooter. So I just went with the name that I had used for that type of game. Yeah, KS72 I've only really used for Puzzle Quest. So,
hey, you've got 12 followers.
I do currently have 12 followers, yes.
So wait, you're blowing up.
So in any case, a couple people said, A couple people said I can't find KS72, and yeah, that would be why. So there you go.
Well, we get done here, I will log in and give you a follow.
All right. Hey, thanks.
And now, you know, when it tells me you're playing D2R, maybe I'll watch that. I could care less about PUBG.
Sure. That is that is all that I stream, though. I stream PUBG and Diablo 2 Resurrected. That's going to be.
That sounds like something you would do.
Yeah.
All right. Is that it, then?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm probably not going to teach myself how Twitch works tonight, but I will like and follow you before you stop streaming.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for joining us then this week. Comment suggestions. You've got a couple weeks to fill up the mailbag. Give Ray something to do. He doesn't do anything else anymore. So when he gets back from vacation, where he's vacationing from nothing, he can come back and read all of these things that are in the mailbag. Why not? If you want to click on our Amazon banner on our homepage and buy some stuff, that would be cool deals for whatever the next holiday is, which I don't know. St. Patrick's Day? That happened yet?
It has not happened yet.
Okay.
Did you end up getting tickets to that Murphy show?
No. No, I didn't.
They were buy one, get one, dude.
They were, and I still didn't do it.
Ugh. Hold on. Ugh. All right.
Yeah. So that's it. Goodbye for now. And remember, kids, leave off the last E for... Good night, everybody.
Goodbye, friends.
Good night.